Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Count your blessings with salt in the house. Hell's in session. It's a fact that
I know you're gonna fall for me, cause this is the year all men fear. Female MCs is moving up here. Salt and pepper is strictly biz. You know the color of this, you know what time it is. Super is the strength of the booming bass. Nature describes our pretty face. Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that guy, that dude, Deeper Shade of Soul, the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Tonight's a good night to be next to the man, the myth, the legend, the light skin, deeper shade of everything that you ever wanted to have called Poetic. Because if it's not poetry, it ain't from him. If you heard it from somebody else, it ain't from him. You can say what you want, but it ain't from him. Ladies and gentlemen, I get to sit next to Van Meadow, a.k.a. Poetic. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Listen, brother, man, it's Little Friday, and if I was doing any better, brother, it might be criminal and God might have competition.
You better say that, bro. You better say that.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I'm trying to tell you, it's
ladies
a good man. Listen,
it's
a good night for poetry, baby. It's a good night for poetry.
It is, bro.
I'm just saying, it's a good night for poetry.
Let me. I caught wind of something right before the show, bro. I caught wind of something.
Go on.
And go on. You know, I was scrolling through the book, and I saw somebody talking about. Top 25 MC list.
Now,
granted, we had a show and he was talking about, you know, we said top five because we didn't want to spend all night on everybody's list. However, I took a peek at the list. There was some qualified, noteworthy people on the list, and there was some that I would also have disqualified and replaced with some others. And I saw the reasons why he would have disqualified. I'm personally offended by one disqualification, and that was because of my man Redhead Kingpin, who was more towards reggae than rap. But I digress. But it wouldn't be fair to narrow a list. If we broaden it. You know, because we can take that list and shape it. Let's talk about who are the hottest MCs of the 70s. Who are the hottest MCs of the 80s? Who are the hottest MCs of the 90s? Who are the hottest MCs of the 2000s? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could go different ways, you know. I think his number one, and I know he's going to talk about it when we get to him, but his number one was KRS-One. Well, I'm not a KRS-One fan. KRS-One is a product of Boogie Down Productions before he was just solo. But I'm just not a fan. Some of y'all are a fan, and hey, that's you know. But I'm just not a fan. He would not be.
And that's fair.
He would not be on my list. But I'm also not a Jay-Z fan either. So I have artists who I just. They're just not for me, you know. Now I didn't see Black Sheep on his list. He just went with MCs. I didn't see Tribe Called Quest on his list. I might have missed it because I was just skimming through it. Like I said, I caught it right before the show, and then I saw your list, and you know, And I was like, okay. Y'all had some of the same MCs on the list. But, yeah, I get it. Five, top 50, top 100, you know, when we're talking about true MCs, true, the criteria, number one for me, when you're talking about, you know, vocabulary and rhymes, would have to be Rakim for me, because he's one of the true lyricists in the game. He's my top MC. You know, he's my top MC. But you know, I had to talk about it. That's why you got the salt and pepper tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, and you got a little something to add to this, why don't you go ahead and dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 so you can get down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
You know I got mine. Don't ask that question. You know I got mine.
Oh, my bad. Hey, listen. And that's a pretty tall order, bro. Hey, since you brought that up, happy birthday. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of one Mr. Logan, Mr. James Howlett, a.k.a. Wolverine. In case you ain't know, go to your local comic book store, and you can see every single comic book right now has a Wolverine homage on it from previous comics. Amazing Spider-Man's got Wolverine. Black Panther's got Wolverine. Incredible Hulk's got Wolverine on it because it's the 50th anniversary of the Wolverine. So go get you some. But we want to give a huge shout out to Epiphany's CEO, who also is the CEO of Raleigh. He is none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Listen, hit the brother up. Get you some Raleigh's. And if you don't get some raw links, just hit them up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Thanks goes a long way. Why, Sam? There is also
another reason.
There's another reason for tonight's show, man. Girl.
Go on.
I'm excited for tonight's show. I'm excited. But I don't want to steal the thunder. So would you please properly let everybody know what is going on tonight?
ladies and gentlemen, let me go back. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's February 1st. Unless you've been under a rock for the last 70 years, tonight is the beginning of Black History Month. So kicking off Black History Month, the Get Down would like to kick off the month by honoring the fallen who have come before us. So don't tell me y'all don't have no poetry about your ancestors. Don't tell me you don't have no poetry about people who've come before us. Don't tell me you ain't got poetry about people in your family that are no longer with us that had impact in your life. Don't tell me you don't have any poetry on Black history. Because some people are like, but I don't write consciousness. Well, this ain't conscious poetry. History can be romanticism. History could be just venting. History could be something that just bothers you. It could be today's climate with MAGA and that orange-haired dude trying to win over your votes or however you so see fit. It could be anything. But just understand, a lot of people, I'll say better than that, because I said it in a piece recently. Someday when every single one of us goes home to our ancestors, our ancestors are going to ask you a question. What did you do with the freedom we died for? You better have a good answer. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So tonight on the Get Down, we're honoring the fallen who have come before us. I'm curious as to how you, ladies and gentlemen, poets of all ages, want to kick off Black History Month. I'm curious, man. I'm curious. I'm so curious. I lit a cigar early so I can relax.
I'm curious too. I have to make a correction to something that I said earlier. a broadcasting correction for those who are paying attention. I originally said the Tribe Called Quest wasn't on his list, but I went back and I double-checked, and Tribe Called Quest is on the list. So I apologize. But yes, Black History Month. And Jay, I'm excited about Black History Month. It's an opportunity to to have everything in black. You heard me. Everything in black. I mean everything.
Uh-huh. And everything.
What do you say? What do you say? We switch it up a little bit tonight, and we kick the show off with the Kingpin.
Ooh.
What do you say? What do you say?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You think you can find him? Can you find him, though?
I'm pretty sure I can find him. I'm pretty sure I can find him.
If you can find the Kingpin and help us kick off Black History Month, brother man.
That would be great. I could do that. You going to let me do
that? That would be absolutely awesome sauce. Awesome sauce.
I can do it.
Awesome sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, first up to the mic, Get Down Faithful, our brother, the one, the only, Kingpin, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, folks?
Happy Black History Month. How you doing, Kingpin of the Ink Pen? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm hanging.
Right on.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Right on. I can dig it. Welcome to the Get Down. Happy Black History Month.
Sir.
Indeed.
Looking forward to what the month has to bring. And more importantly, looking forward to whatever ink you intend to share. So since you're the Kingpin of the Ink Pen, Van, would you please introduce the brother to the microphone? Hey, yo, Vinny, this is going to be special. Yeah, bring the good microphone. There you go.
Tell him to bring the gold-plated one, Jay. Tell him to bring the gold-plated one.
You heard? Yeah. The gold-plated one, not that one, the gold-plated one. That one, Vinny, yeah. Bring that. Tonight's special. That's what I'm going to tell the union on you. Just put that down.
Right.
All right, Vinny. Good looking out, man.
Thank you.
No, you can't have a cigar.
Spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, spotlight. Spotlight. Can I get the spotlight here? Thank you.
Vinny,
thank
I need you. A spotlight. Spotlight.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Kingpin, if you would do us the honor.
Yes, sir.
And go ahead and get on down.
Well, on this particular piece, gentlemen, if you would, I would require your assistance. So,
what do you need?
Get in where you fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I stand here wondering why I am here. What is my purpose? A black man in a white world. My ancestors were brought here, labored under the stress and strain of slavery, killed, trying to be free, a legacy that has continued to this day. Protests to make our voices heard, regardless of the trials and tribulations. Selma, Birmingham, among others, 1 million men strong in D.C. Even though our history shows our strength, we are being attacked from within. There are some that don't feel as we do. Some who don't have our interests at heart. Side with their masters. They don't care about the murders, the non-accountability, no justice, no peace, no life. I sit back and ponder. Why, Lord? Why have our people suffered so? What is my purpose as a black man in a white world?
Shackles are heavy on the wrists, stacked like sardines in the belly of a ship. Living your own piss and shit and being seasick, cracked across your back with a thick leather whip. Salt water burns through your wounds. Women are starving with baby in their wombs. On your hands and knees trying to cry, God, please. Exhausted because your voice is too weak to speak. Neighbors and strangers are dying beside you. Their decaying bodies are lying beside you. They're tied to as they cling tight to your fight for survival, whether your tribe will ever try to find you. You arrive somewhere and the air is cold. You can see your breath and you're barely clothed. Your first time ever seeing snow, sleeping next to it on a hardwood dirt floor. Go from can't seeing in the morning to can't seeing at night. You work until your hands bleed white. Your native language you can't recite. Murdered on sight if you try to read or write. When you bend on your life, you can't even see the light, but it's painful to stand upright. And your eyes bear the sight of your wife being pulled from your shack and brutalized at night, only to taste joy when babies are born, which became an occasion to mourn. Separating and torn from your celebrating arms, and as quickly as they came, they're gone. Sold away from your farm is all they've known. Never heard stories from home. They forgot your name, the culture from which you came. Teaching it will get you slain. Praying to your God will get you the same. And tortured to death if you even try to complain. No choice left you to just sing through the pain and pray that your suffering wasn't in vain. It's the end of your chain and it's the end of your life. Your grandchildren are born with no end in sight. So you murder and you muster up all your might before you die. You look up to the Lord and ask why, but you scream to them kids, fight!
Each lash across my back wears an emotional trauma too loud to ignore. In fact, the sounds of my silent screams could be heard from generation to generation, and it would seem that this pestilence was far worse from your wildest dreams, not knowing I would be awake for each violent attack in the sun and the moonlight beams. And for all the pain, all the suffering, we get 1 month to shine a light upon everything that systematically leads to nothing. The openings in my flesh from the whips as the blood just drips, wondering what did my skin color do to deserve this level of inhuman actions? Why me? Why them? Why black with lethal actions? Show me a destiny where Martin's dream makes sense. Talk to me about why Malcolm's voice of force still leaves some in suspense. Wake up, said the filmmaker. Fight the power, said the activist and rapper. Teresa is no such thing as a red pill or a blue pill. In this AI-generated social media craze of fictional reality, the death of all our ancestors is real. The level of hate in the form of energy that surrounds the presidency has brought out more racist bigots looking for cute supremacy. But till the day I die, I will fight injustice. In the form and spirit of a Black Panther, not for eternal bliss, because my children's lives depend on it. And the state of being black is always
Did he drop?
I'm still here. Hello?
Oh, you hit mute.
No, I just took a deep pause. I just took a deep pause. But I'm here. Brother, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Thank the two of you for this.
Thank you.
Actually, Kim Penn, thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
That was all right. I like that.
I just put the seed out.
Yes, sir. And we thank you.
I hope
for planting that seed.
I hope CW can do something with this.
Yeah.
I pray he does too. Because powerful, man. You brothers are this peace and you and your ink, powerful. Thank you for letting me scribe with you.
Thank you for letting us scribe with you.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, thank you for letting us scribe with you, sir. Shoot. Out here doing this kind of poetry. Me and Brother Arnold, we just happen to be along for the ride, bro.
This brother right about Black 365, Black 365, and I love it. He keeps inspiring me every time I read one of his pieces. So thank you.
Well, I'll say this. If this ain't a way to kick off a show for Black History Month, I don't know what is.
I'm with you on that.
Couldn't have got no better than this.
Man. This was phenomenal. This was phenomenal.
Brother, you almost scared me, man.
Hey man,
I didn't hear you. I'm always waiting for him to hit us with the minor poetic, and he just went silent on us. I'm like, hey, did he leave? Don't leave, man. Don't leave.
Nah, bro, I had to calm down. I had to calm down. Because you know how when you write something and then you read it back and something hits you and it just makes you think. And for me, it was the oh, man. The openings in my flesh from the whips as the blood just drips. And all I could do is think about our ancestors who got whipped for just being Black. So I had to calm down.
And it's not
it's
just
phenomenal, bro.
Go ahead, Keith.
It's not just sometimes they were whipped for being Black. They were whipped for being different. Because they came from a completely different tribe, for lack of anything else better to call it. But they came from something to something that was completely foreign to them.
Yeah.
You had people that didn't look like them, did not speak like them, and those that did look like them look upon them as a piece of dirt.
Yeah.
You were not, even though we looked the same, we were not the same.
Yes, sir.
And can you imagine what that would do to the psyche of someone that's been drugged across the water and dropped into dropped into a position where they have no rights. They have nothing that even looks remotely familiar to them. And half of the time, their own families were separated away from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if that ain't an early version of PTSD, I don't know what is.
Man, listen.
Yes, sir.
And traits, and just imagine, and I know we're not, you know, we usually don't go this deep, but just imagine that PTSD has been passed down in DNA form from our great, 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 great grandparents. So for several generations to us.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine us innately, and I'm just going by what, you know, what a great doctor was explaining to us when she wrote the post-traumatic slave syndrome. And she expressed the fact that we're still in the midst of suffering the way we do, the way we suffer from hypertension, the way we suffer from, you know, other mental illnesses that people want to take charge of and say these are the causes. But people never read that book, Medical Apartheid, to actually understand that what she's talking about is a real thing and how it affects us. And how it has affected us to this day. I mean, and I was talking to one of my nephews. I showed him a picture of my grandfather, which is his great-grandfather. And I said, I want you to imagine being born and all the things that you love to do right now, you can't do. I want you to imagine you going to your local voting poll and they tell you you can't vote. Imagine them showing you a glass full of jelly beans, and they say, if you can tell me how many jelly beans in this jar, we'll let you vote. Or if your grandfather had voting rights, you could vote, knowing damn well your grandfather wasn't able to vote. Now imagine living 65 years of this, and you got to put up with being called boy as a grown man. And in certain cases, you have to put up with being called nigger. This is your daily for 65 years until a lot of people in your most immediate family put their lives on the line and said, we would like to represent us. So we want the right to vote. But our right to vote is contingent upon white people saying, you can have it. Yeah. And you wait 65 years for the chance to vote. And you don't live long enough to do it 25, 30 times. You just live long enough to do it a few times.
Yes, sir.
Imagine you're not able to do this. And he said, I can't. I said, exactly. Because somebody who suffered didn't want you to suffer. And it's disrespectful to them that you don't exercise the rights that they died for. And it's also disrespectful not to tell your children about it. Because if our Jewish brothers and sisters tell their children, don't forget the Holocaust, then don't forget the personal Holocaust of our people as well. Because that Jewish Holocaust didn't happen here. Slavery happened in this country.
That's correct.
So.
That is correct.
Yeah. Pardon me for rambling, brothers, but it's a serious subject to my heart. It hurts when we gotta do better with these kids.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kingpin, my brother.
Yes.
We're gonna
usher
you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can get over there and, you know, tell the DJ specifically what you'd like to hear, what tone you'd like to set for the evening, so we can make sure that this party gets kicked off the right way on the dance floor.
I got I got the perfect song.
Go on.
My brother.
Fight the power, public enemy.
That's
yes,
where we're
sir.
Going. That's how we're going to
yes,
start the
sir.
Show.
Yes, sir.
That's how we're going to start the show. You got
it. I love it.
And I'm going to play both versions.
Please.
The original version and the 2022 version.
And thank you.
Works for me.
All right, my
Let's
brother.
Get it.
Thank you for coming through with this powerful piece, man. One love, one mic. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
One love, one mic. Yes, sir.
Man. Whoo. When I tell you I
That's
love
That's how you start the show,
him,
bro.
I love writing with him. Let's keep the party going. I'm not doing introductions.
Talk to
tonight.
Me.
I'm not doing it. I want
You're not
to
doing what?
Be surprised. I'm not doing introductions tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight.
So how about this, Van? Since we're not doing introductions, because you know I like to ride with you, if we ain't doing introductions, whoever's next on the mic, just tell them, go ahead and get on down.
Well, you just did.
Happy Black History Month. Let's get it.
Happy Black History Month. How y'all doing? Can you hear me okay?
Happy Black History Month. Yes,
indeed
sir.
We can,
Absolutely.
Brother. Indeed
yes,
we can.
Sir. It's been a moment, but I'm oh, glad I'm God. Hanging now.
Yeah, it's just been a, man, you know, it's good to hear you poetic. John the Wise Son, definitely good to hear y'all.
Good to hear you as well, King.
Love the
yes,
intro
sir.
To the show, man. It's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Thank
you. Appreciate
Thank you so much.
Some love. Go ahead and get into it.
Do your thing, brother.
The countless uncounted, beaten, battered, and buried, the interred that will never be found. I honor the silent voices whose only enemy heard their screams. Forget this twisted history with dishonest claims to fame. The unknown contributors to our everyday comforts. The nameless brothers who founded these modern conveniences. Black history as told to us is lenient with this anagram or not. It's still some shit. Stolen then told with a spin. Lying men were emboldened lives were mere tokens of someone's extreme. It's a short month. For little more than I have a dream. There's a list of new ones mainly shot or killed by police. I'm a little bit confused right now about the concept of this piece. I'm trying to honor the fallen without sacrificing a pound of peace. Pound my chest, I pound my desk in search of a reasonable reading. To bring a smile to a child and search for a while for something that will have their teachers beaming. We've been streaming old facts. When we stream old facts, don't give retention to the intention to retain the drained frame of mind. Find a platform, pass your frat norm, and give the get down some time. History with some history, brothers that know how life can be. The fallen, few can even name three that could have you researching. I've used this word before, and once more, you should be researching. Rehashing and rehearsing the status quo will learn you no more. Dig deep and expose those many killing floors. The backs on slats stolen from foreign shores. Eaten remains cremated the same, whose ashes still waft in the air. It's a short month, but not short on the stories told. Who do you know that I don't? Who could reference what they won't? Honor the fallen. your ancestors are calling.
Peace.
My man. My man.
Go ahead, Jay. You go first.
Outstanding. 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 While you was doing this piece, there's something, I know I'm telling my age here, but that's all right. There's a song from the world famous Supreme Team with Martin Luther King in the background. And I'm playing that in honor of your piece, where Martin tells you any time is always the right time to do what's right. And I hope you all pay attention and listen to what this song is saying, because it is absolutely powerful. I heard it when I was 15, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Salute to you, brother. Salute to you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, this piece is phenomenal, bro. You know, just hearing you go in the way you going in, and I heard you last night, and I got two different versions of you, and I'm like a kid in a candy store right now trying to figure out, oh man, that one's good, this one's good. But bro, the way that you close this piece, it's like a revolutionary start to another piece. And man, I love this. And thank you for scribing this and bringing this here. I appreciate you, bro. Real talk.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it. Poetic. Jay Rob, wow, so man. Bless you, brother, man. Good to hear y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing, man.
Hey.
Positive energy.
Good to hear you, too. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Good to
thank
hear
you, brother.
You.
Thank you so much. Man.
More than welcome.
Brother, we're going to get down the dance floor, man. Anthony Arnold is already over there waiting to salute you for that piece, man. So thank you, bro.
No, I salute Anthony for his piece, bro, for real, man.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that
yes,
was heavy,
sir.
Wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, man. Whew. Indeed. One love, one mic, my brother.
Mm. One love, one mic, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, coming through slaying. Hey, man. Hey, Jay, can you ask Vinny how many more gold-plated mics we got back there?
Vinny! Put the sandwich down. Stop playing. They want to know how many more of those mics you got. What? You don't talk with your mouth full. Use your fingers. You got a whole box, man. He just held up a whole box. All
right, cool. Because we gonna need them. We gonna need them.
Man, are we gonna need them?
Man, we gonna need them. We gonna need them. Because next up on the mic, go ahead and get on down.
Oh my goodness. Well, hello, gentlemen. Goodness. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello to you too. My God, how you doing, girl?
How you doing?
Sound like somebody I might put in one of my newest pieces of poetry. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Shit, I wasn't ready to just start off. Oh my God. All right. I want to say one thing. I want to ask one thing. J-Rob. What was that you said, that question you asked about the ancestors? What was that?
I said someday when we all go home, you're going to be standing in front of all of your ancestors. And they're going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom that we died for and left for you?
Okay. I just have one thing to say about that. What I did, see, I'm a bearer of light and positivity, and I bring it wherever I am. And that's my answer for that. Now, this piece is old. Don't get me, y'all, because I just didn't. All right. This is from the summer of 22, and it was from another show that y'all did. This is not what I just heard, but it's a piece nonetheless. So it's what y'all gonna get. It's called A Taste with Maya. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, just to feel her energy and to hear and be in the presence of her voice of wisdom. I would tell her how I held my head high when I found me, because I fell in love with the hue of my brown skin, the fullness of my lips and the sway of my hips. How the tangles of my crown would fall and lay down to caress my shoulders when the wind whisked through it. I would tell her she's my idol for the strength that her words helped me to see within myself and tap into the phenomenal woman I'd become. I would talk to her about the similar things of my situations, and that I know that they really aren't just my reality in this life. How I use my tears to cleanse, and I'd never hide my smile again. How her words gave me a different vision and perspective in and on this life. And how there was an ease within my spirit, because there was never anything difficult uttered from her lips. The spoken simplicity through her lyrics, like be a rainbow in someone's cloud. See, I'm a light worker and a giver, so I love that most, because those words feel like home to me, and they resonated with the nature of me. Now, I'm not sure if I will ever be healed enough to see the beautiful and pretty that I'm told is seen when they lay eyes on me, but I do recognize my frequency is light. Language is love. So I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, to just be in her presence. And surprisingly, I wouldn't have a lot to say, but to simply tell her thank you. And that's it.
Go ahead, Vin.
You know.
Vinny, you crying?
You know. Yeah, Vinny's crying. Vinny's crying. I mean.
You see this?
Vinny's crying. He's visually upset. His ears have heard the glory. I would just like to be the waiter serving you and Maya Angelou as I listen intently to the conversation.
Wow.
I want to be ear hustling, because I would love to hear her pour into you and you pour into her. That would be two phenomenal women.
Wow.
Why, son?
Wow.
I'm going to go deeper than that.
Oh, God.
I want to be next to that conversation when Maya asks you to give your version of why the caged bird sings.
Ooh!
No, you love for her to hold your hand and explain to you why it would be important for her to hear your version. Not her words, your version, and what the caged bird means to you.
Mm.
A bunch of us sang the song. I mean, a bunch of us know her saying the word. But just imagine if you gave her your rendition
or why the caged bird say, over dinner, or better yet, over dessert. And as you're into that piece, she starts to cry. It says, child, that was her favorite word, one of them anyway. And she says, child, I love you. And thank you for dinner.
Oh, shit, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in honor of such, I posted specifically for you. Because if you're going to have dinner with an inspiration, this is what it is.
Oh, ooh, J-Rob.
Y'all did the thing to me just now. Oh, man.
That was bad.
Thank you. Got me up here acting a fool. Man. I love y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you, too.
We love you immensely. You know I got to call you every so often and fuss.
I know.
It's in the contract. It's in the contract. I'll send you your 2024 version later.
Let me say this. Phenomenal show last night. If y'all missed Diva's talk last night, you missed some powerful poetry going on.
What did they talk about?
It was an open mic festival. And we had all types of poetry.
Oh, man. All
so thank you for that amazing show. Thank you for that amazing show.
Thank you. Y'all got me frazzled right now. I don't even know what to say. So for thank you.
See, oh, aren't you glad we did this kind of poetry?
Yeah. Instead of
doing all that nasty poetry, every so often we gotta touch your heart. We gotta ask your inner poet questions because we want your inner poet to hold hands with your other inner poet because there's an inner poet in all of us, and when they shake hands, magic happens.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I can't believe y'all did this.
So, allow me
if I can say one last thing, Van.
Go ahead, bro.
Get out of my head. Get out of my head, Van. Get out of my head. Thank you. Please continue. Please continue. Please continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, allow me, ladies and gentlemen, please join La Pearl La Negra and Mrs. VIP next Wednesday here on Epiphany Radio in Divas Talk. Now, they usually have a topic of discussion, but last night's show was topic-less, and it was amazing. So you're not going to want to miss out next week. And who knows? They might just decide to do another open mic since it was so good. So, La Pearl La Negra, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love,
take
one mic.
Take your socks off. Woohoo, man. This is what we're doing tonight. This is what we're doing
This is what we're doing.
I love it.
I love every bit of it.
Let's keep it going. Let's bring in the next artist so they too can get on down.
But first, I have a bone to pick with the both of you. And it has to do with that anniversary of hip-hop show that I missed out because I did not know that you were on. But that's not the beef.
Go on.
I hope you're ready to... Yes. I'm talking about your two poems dedicated to hip-hop. Here's what I have to say about it. You think you're bad because you rap, but I tell you, Pilgrim, I started to crap. And J-Rob, I know what your rebuttal would be for what I just said.
Go on.
And your rebuttal would be, mother freakum and John Wayne.
And twice on Sunday.
I think of these things. Now.
You do.
Now, I have something for you. But it's a, I had to add something because you had me flip it. So this piece is called In Memory by Song. Say that you're going to be, say that you're going to be, say that you're going to be still in love with me when a house is not a home. And after the love is gone, old friend, you know how to love me. See, that's why I can't stand this living all alone, wondering what's going on with these inner city blues that make me want to holler. This song for you. Someday we'll all be free in the ghetto. I mean, what you going to do when you grow up? I mean, do you want to ride inside my love back down memory lane while I'm loving you? I've been in Johannesburg surrounded by angel dust and a bottle as I was headed for Houston to start knocking the boots with you. I'm looking for a ribbon in the sky so that I can come inside because you're all that I want, that one more chance to make you juicy and get hypnotized, even though you got daddy issues calling me Big Papa. I ain't mad at you. I get around, so keep your head up, dear mama. You shed so many tears, let me put some flavor in your ear. Are you okay? Tell me, are you okay? I got to be there, even with butterflies inside. You'll always be the lady in my life. Let me rock with you, because I want to be your lover and give you diamonds and pearls and have you get off on this scandalous ways of how I adore the way you do me, baby. I could say more, but I wish it would rain. That would explain my escapism as a sex machine seeking the big payback, but I got to go, my girl. I hope you read this note. Wait a minute, baby. Excuse me, brother. Respect the fact I'm trying a little tenderness, and ain't nobody trying to see you, Otis. Where was I? Don't look any further because I'm not Candace Owens or Malika Andrews, who's a phony. I don't talk to ghosts of dead ancestors, but I roll with what they and my living ones told me. Race, classifications, and categories this wicked government labeled me can't control me. I'm running water that never goes stale, so I better keep on flowing. Because victim mentality doesn't own me. I do my dirt all by my lonely. I love my skin tone, and I'm made to be holy. Notice and notice. That's that piece.
Bruh. You know, when I'm listening to your pieces, right, in my head, I'm the DJ trying to mix all these songs in as you're screwing them out. And I take my headset off and I just throw it down and say, oh, forget it. I can't keep up. But I thoroughly enjoyed the musical references throughout the piece, and you kept it consistent. And I was like, bro, what? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because I heard something today that this piece reminds me of. I heard a Janet Jackson song that has been redone with Janet and the new artist, and I was like, that's a heck of a song. And bro, this is a heck of a piece. And I appreciate you and your art. Why, son?
you got to get out of my head, because some time ago, I wrote a date night piece, and my date night piece was similar to this. Not as good, though. Not as good. But my date night piece was dope. And this, you know me, I'm not a selfish cat when it comes to the poetry, but this was better than mine, and I really liked it. I can't front. It was that dope.
My question to you is, before I went to the Candace Owens part, did you get the common denominator of all that was in there?
I did. That's why I like this piece that much.
For those in the audiences, all those ones that have gone, that have died and gone, but made black music what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have something that I'm going to send you when it's finished, because I created a shirt for my merch called A Deeper Shade of Soul, and is the history of black music. And I intend to send you one of them for absolutely free, because you're a music dude like me and Van and countless others. But I want you to have this specifically for this conversation, because it's that important. I wore it once before, and there were people who were like, well, what do you mean all of this, these genres of music that are black music? Like, yeah, Negro spirituals started it all and gave way to the blues, which gave way to rock and roll, rhythm and blues, birth reggae, birth calypso, guapacó, soca, mambo, real R&B, hip-hop, jazz, ragtime, slap, house, go-go, and it's all Newton. It's all attributed through the history of time through those whose shoulders we're standing on. And, brother, you brought it home so eloquently. So, again,
yes, sir,
this piece was better than mine, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. I'm at this point where I'm just sitting there, in the words of Jimi Hendrix, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Mm.
Oh, man. Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm.
Indeed. Excellent piece, bro.
Thank you.
For sure. For sure. And my brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. They are out there having a time. So it's time to add yourself to that mix. Party going. One love, one
night. And by the way, the only reason why I did not add Fresh Prince is because he did Getting Jiggy With It and Welcome to Miami. That disqualifies you right there. I'm sorry. You had it. You pissed me off. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one
mic. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 music, y'all. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Rapidity Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. It's the Get Down, the dial-in number, 319-527-6300. Please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to get down with us and you have not pressed 1 yet, please go ahead and press that 1.
They know who we be.
Tell me, Watson, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
I'm feeling some kind of way, man. But I'm digging it all.
I know, man.
And I'm loving the fact that this energy is coming through the way it is. So this is exactly why we do what we do. I'm loving this, man. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Loving this. Mm. How about yourself? What you thinking?
Man, I'm thinking I can't wait to get into this next hour, bro. I want to see who's coming next. But
if the next hour is like the first hour, then I can't wait for that hour of power, brother. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let everybody know who you are. Come on and get down with us. Who we got?
What's good, man? It's Paul Cram the Poet. Wow. What's up, big bros?
What? Nah. Next caller, man. I'm not messing with him. He ain't gonna have me. He ain't gonna have me crying, man. Oh hell no. I ain't ready. He ain't gonna have me crying. Oh no. I know this guy. He ain't gonna have me crying. Woo-wee. Paul Cram. What's up, King?
What's up? Man, what's good? I'm sitting here enjoying the show. That first hour was hot.
Man, listen.
I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead, man.
No. You first.
Brother, Van did not write my piece this week. You know it's Black History Month. Van did not write my piece this week.
How do you know that's where I was going, Jay? How do you know?
Van did
but
not write
you,
my piece.
Thank you, because you definitely wrote mine. There it is.
I wrote the first line. The rest of that was all you. I wrote the word the, and Van took it from there.
Man, this man said he wrote the word the.
Oh man. Let me congratulate you on your show on Tuesday. I listened to the playback, and brother, when I tell you that was a fine show, I mean fine. And you know, if y'all missed it, you have to catch the playback. You can tune in.
Oh yes, you gotta check the playback.
You can tune in. February 27th, the last Tuesday of the month. And he's going to bring it back again. So,
brother,
phenomenal, bro.
Thank you very much, big bro. Thank you.
Now, we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. I'm a little nervous about this piece because it involves singing, but, you know, it is what it is. Mother, mother, there are too many of you crying for sons that will never return home due to being tried and convicted of being a black man. The charges that they were born with seem to carry a mandatory sentence of death that is quickly carried out by a modern-day lynch mob known today as the police. Since I was born, covered in the same melanated target as those before me, I am guilty of sometimes feeling like a slave, dangerously walking around without my freedom papers, afraid of the slave catchers that have since traded in their horses for horsepower and their sheep for badges, looking for any reason to add me to their plantation of graves. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. With your arms stretched high above your head as if this position created a Kevlar barrier between you and the trigger of his service weapon. That is probably controlled by an itchy finger attached to a hand that holds no regard to your life. The camera on his chest will clearly reflect an unjustifiable homicide that will be punished with a paid leave or a light jail sentence. So for that reason alone, I am afraid. I am afraid to be in a position where I am forced to be reaching as high as I can to show that I am not a threat, just to expose the center mass area they are trained to shoot. Grasping at the hope that I do not become social media's version of an RIP t-shirt that we comfortably today call a hashtag. Picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. but that seems to be the only way you choose to deal with what's supposed to be a peaceful protest. Your tools did not change, but your tactics, excuse me, your tools did change, but your tactics remained the same. You see, you went from fire hoses to tasers, from wooden clubs to steel retractable rods, from ropes around the neck to bullets to the back, but you still have those same fucking dogs. And you have the audacity to tell me that I have nothing to fear if I'm doing nothing wrong. But in your eyes, I am a two-time convicted felon with my charges being black and male. Man, on behalf of all that have unjustly fallen, I proudly say, fuck you. I do have fear. But what I also have is the blood of warriors deep in my DNA that flows aggressively through my veins. I'm Andrea's oldest child, a king by birthright and by name. So please be prepared because I will fight back. So consider this my line in the sand. Now tell me, what's going on? In peace.
Yo. If injustice was a brick wall, after hearing this piece, I'm ready to run through it. You hear me? Do you hear me? Bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Boy, you had some laced venom in this piece, and it was pure truth. This right here is fire, bro. I mean fire. Wise son, talk to my brother.
I'm going to address you this way. I don't know what's going on. 1964 to 2024, I don't know what's going on. They were asking back then for us to be treated right, but bullshitted us with our civil rights. Here we are still asking for civil and our rights. I'm tired of asking what's going on. Because every time I ask what's going on, I seem to be ignored to the point where what's going on is not even the phrase. It's why does it keep going on? Because it keeps happening. And it doesn't seem that the dream of the bubble busts. But more than anything, when I ask what's going on, my question is, why does this shit keep happening to us? What's going on? Salute to you, sir. You're not going to make me cry tonight, man. You ain't going to make me cry. But I'm in a zone because, yo, having this skin is like wearing a bullseye on the back and having a badge of honor over your heart. And you touched on that.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that people keep shooting at the target, realistically and verbally. But that badge don't move. And that's why I keep going back to what I said earlier. Your ancestors are going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom that we died for and left for you to enjoy? We better have an answer.
I saw that question on the event page. And
yes, sir.
I believe I answered it as genuinely as I possibly could. Like, it took me and... You two both are witnesses to it. Like, it took me a while to just understand who, not just who Paul Cram is, but who is Charles. Like, I need to find out who I am. And upon that discovery, I think what I would say to the ancestors is I apologize for taking so long for realizing my purpose. But now that I know, I will be your wildest dream. And that's what my mission is from this moment on, to just be everything that my grandfather, his father, all those before me, everything that they fought for, I'm that. And now I just got to show them. It's been in me. I just never seen it. Other people saw it in me, and I couldn't. It really took the family of Epiphany for me to realize who I am. So I'm ready to be their wildest dream.
Yes, sir.
You, yes, Van, me, every single person who has blessed this microphone this evening, and I was going to wait to say this, but since we're in this conversation, let me give it to you. You are your ancestors' fingerprint,
mm-hmm.
are the reason that you are their memories in every single line in your fingerprint. And
yes.
your children are an extension of who they are. So every time you look in the mirror, bruh, whenever you have self-doubt, imagine a man waking up knowing that he could die at any moment, because these are the times that we're in it. Not by another black man. Not this shit we got going on now. But he had to put up with something that you, me, and Van have yet to ever deal with, and I pray we never do. Being called out of your name today is being called a nigger. But imagine someone thinking that that's your real name, and instead of calling you Charles, they called you Boy. And you
yeah.
couldn't fight back.
Yeah.
Because you fighting back would cost you your life, and it would hurt the people who depend on you most. So you eat it. Because down the road, those little ones may not have to deal with it. This is why we are where we are, brother.
Right.
Why that poem
yes,
is important.
Indeed.
And don't ever forget, these two brothers on the mic next to you, to your left and to your right, we love you, and we ain't playing with that. And we're here for the ride until it's time for us to meet our ancestors, too.
You better believe it. You better believe
I
it.
I love y'all back, man. I appreciate all the love. Thank you so much.
No, man, we appreciate you. Hey, man, you want to talk about your show, man? Let some of the listening audience know what they're in store for coming up. Last Tuesday of the month. Let them know.
The last Tuesday of the month, we're going to bring back the second installment of Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. We'll be once again presenting Smoking Word Open Mic, hosted by myself, Paul Crown, the poet. It's going to be a live show, man. We got music. I'm really feeling like I'm going to be in a real big blues mood, so be prepared for a lot of Tyrone Davis and Johnny Taylor that night. And we're just going to have us a great time, man. Get your bourbon ready. Get your stick together. Find out what you want to smoke on that night. And we're going to sit back, enjoy some high poetry and some smooth grooves.
I love it, man. I love it.
I'm here for all of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, yes, sir. We're gonna get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, bro. Is it, man? Listen, I was not joking when I said there's a party over there, and we representing to the fullest. So get on over there, have yourself a good time, man, and stick around and enjoy the show, man. Hey, you might have to show some new dance moves too.
They depending on me to dance. Everybody's gonna sit there. Paul Crown don't do no dance. My knees different. I'm just going to sit back with my crown and my cigar.
He said my knees are different.
My knees are different.
My knees are different. That went away from me in high school playing baseball. That's it.
I got you, bro. I got you. Well, all right, bro. One love, one mic.
My knees are different.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Oh, man. Now, let's keep the party going. Let's bring in the next artist so they can go ahead and get on down. who we be. Who's on the mic? Tell everybody. All right, code 609, are you muted? Muted. All right, we'll come back to them. We're going to go to another artist. I'm going to let him introduce himself. I mean, I know who it is, but I hadn't heard this person in a hot moment, so I hope y'all feel the way I do. Welcome to the Get Down, man. Let everybody know who you be, and let's go ahead and get on down.
Sir Lawrence the Poet, man. What's happening?
What's happening, sir?
Hey, now. You know, I can't stand waiting.
It's good to hear you, brother.
You know it. Come on now. That would be
anything less would be uncivilized, brother.
See?
Yes, sir.
That's true. Well, I got some ink here that's just dried.
Woo! Vinny, I need another one. It's Sir Lawrence.
Dang.
Yeah, that guy. Hold on for a second. We got it. Yeah, set that up right here, next to Ben.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Put it. Come on.
Hey, I'm out. We're good.
We're good. Okay.
We coming with the ink stains, my brother.
Ink stains. I love it, man. I love it. But, brother, let us move out of the way, man. Go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. All right, this is called Colored. Side the line. Given the word of God, how does one sound black? Being the communications arts, conducting a language as words follow intention, how do you define you? Is it heritage or indigo? Does the forest have a sound, or still debating the shades of green on the leaves? Maybe it's because you never left your backyard. Should we discuss our spending power, since they are reselling Color Purple, the movie, or the 140 shades? The flavor of this Kool-Aid. Coming from somewhere with no documentation to get here, where your grandmother never mentioned. It's the splish splah we, you dick, always letting someone else tell our history. Being touched by the sun, it's the colored people's mystery. Touched by the sun.
Colored people's mystery.
Ooh, go ahead, man.
I'm bugging on that. Yeah, I'm digging that something crazy right now. I like that a lot. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting lost in this. I'm digging that right there. Go ahead, Van. Talk to brother.
Hey, man, first of all, it's good to hear you. I don't know where you've been. You've been hiding. I mean, hopefully you've been on the road with the brothers that I've seen you posted up with, y'all doing y'all thing. But,
Dig that.
Hey, man, the color people mystery, man. Hey, man, don't be surprised if that particular phrase don't show up in one of my next pieces, bro, because I'm with Jay on this one, man, because that's deep.
Mm.
That is deep.
That's
below the surface. That's that below the surface kind of talk, that underground kind of talk. But yeah. Phenomenal, Sir Lawrence, as always, brother. It's good to have
Chris,
you back,
man. Yes, sir. All the time, man. All the time. It's
it's been a minute, brother. But hey, I'll take that minute over anything. That was all right with me.
Mm. I hear y'all.
That was
I really.
He's a bad boy. Yeah. Mm.
We got into this heavy discussion, and you know, and it was a serious debate, and it's interesting that we debate the slave narrative. It's just interesting how that works. And so, you know, my contention was, you know, how interesting it is that just not enough proof for it to be on the level that you're talking. It's just not enough proof. Where's the manifest for the ships that when they brought in the cargo? Where's the manifest? There's so many unanswered questions, you know what I'm saying? When you really look at this thing and dig, all right, okay, so, you know, how, you know, maybe some, but not all. You dig what I'm saying? So anyway, that's what inspired this piece.
Man,
I love
this piece, bro. Absolutely, me too.
Well, I tell you what, my first time reciting this piece.
Really?
It's Brian. Wow. It's Brian.
Wow.
It's brand new.
Wow.
Hmm.
Hey man, he said the ink just dried. He got ink stains, man. He got ink stains. His fingers got ink stains.
Ink stains. I did a little snippet like on my page, but I didn't like give up the whole piece like this.
And what I was going to say is, you ain't a real writer if you ain't never wrote so much that the underside of your hand is covered in the ink that you was writing.
Come on now.
Listen.
My God.
Listen. You know when it's spiritual, when it feels like that ink is dripping out of the palms of your hands the way they tried to crucify Jesus. It's that spiritual.
Yes. Man.
That's why I had to bring in the splish fly with you, Dick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's why I had to bring that.
Yeah.
Because we're our own, really.
That.
We really are our own.
That's what we're talking about. All right, my brother, appreciate you, man. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can get over there and shake some moves out here and let them know that the ink ain't the only thing that's working.
The ink ain't the only thing.
Yeah. The ink ain't the only thing working, Daddy. Yes, sir.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Got that swing, baby. Come
that
on.
Do I.
Ladies
real,
and
man.
Gentlemen.
Anyway.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. That's our good brother, Sir Lawrence.
Appreciate you.
Man.
We appreciate you.
Man. Whew. Let's keep this party going, Jay. Next up, man, just come through. Let everybody know who you be. I know who you are. But you got to go ahead and get on down.
Oh, you know who I am. I am my go-go brother.
East Coast go-go brother?
Oh, man.
Before you go, just know, tonight ain't no go-go. Tonight we going somewhere different. Inside the event page for you. But next week I got some go-go you ain't heard in 30 years, baby. So like Van said, go ahead and get on down.
Oh, snap. Get on down.
All right. I'm going to do a freestyle poem. This is Black History Month, Anniversary Month, Black History Anniversary Month. And I'm going to call this Black Revolution Matter. We come here to change the people, seeking a time to be to be in the place that we get justice, instead of being in the place of injustice. America, you have declared war on us, bringing us in chains, making us feel the pain, driving everybody in the place of hell, which is insane. Black revolution matters to us. Black revolution is a choice for us. And my own spirit as Nat Turner. Either I go out and kill the slave master, or I be in the plantation with these chains on me, called a boy. Just a little nigger in the field. You do what I say, boy. You make sure that you pick up that cotton, boy. You be a good boy. You and your mama, y'all be good. Do what master say, you will live another day. Black revolution matters. It's a fight to ignite. That we never be deprived, and our feelings of love is spreading worldwide. We have the knowledge today on display. They say, oh, you little nigger boy, you better act right now. You better... Don't you dare talk to that white woman like that, though, boy. You will be lynched. How in the hell that everything that black business have been created been destroyed? How is forced labor never paid, but we are paying taxes? I call that madness. America has taken from us, but never gave to us. Always protecting the other countries, and the black revolution matters, never forget. It's the deep soul, and we must be wise, and we must open up our eyes to all the lies. We will take a stand, the other America. Be true to yourself, and who has taught you, like Malcolm X and Dr. King. Never forgotten, this is not an option, that black revolution matters. We should take a stand. We are that we will win in the end. And we will always say again that black revolution matters today. Black revolution matters tomorrow. Black revolution matters for the rest of our lives. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical engine tank is in the mall in and drive, the outlaw truck driver. Ah.
Yes, I appreciate
sir,
this piece.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man.
Yes,
tell
sir. Him. Hey, man. This is your wheelhouse. You really dig in when you got to talk about us as a people. You know, you said something in your freestyle saying that you was not a field nigga. Bruh, I got a piece working in my head right now based off of that statement, except it's the opposite. It's the house, inside the house. And I appreciate you, man, for staring up and inciting inspiration within me.
No, I was saying that they wanted us to work in the field. But
I
appreciate the field. I appreciate the field Negro. Well, Malcolm X said that the field Negro was up there. The field Negro was Nat Turner. The field Negro, the house, the master had to bring the house Negro in so the house Negro could spy on the field Negro. I appreciate it. they want us to work in that plantation. But they know that sometimes that field Negro can go ahead and create the master's demise. You know what I mean? They can turn on them. Like Nat Turner was that field Negro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that Malcolm X was talking about.
I know. Wise son, go ahead.
I'm going to agree with Van. This is your wheelhouse, bro. And when you do stuff like this in a particular slow cadence, you create magic. And I appreciate these pieces from you. I appreciate these pieces from you more so during the course of this month, but this is a special piece, bro. So...
Thank you.
I won't go no further, but enjoy Black History.
I will say this. You have young children. Go ahead and make sure they watch Eyes on the Prize. It's a very good show. You know, I'm not say a show, but it was a documentary about what happened to Black people. Keep your eyes on the prize. PBS had it.
I got the DVD. I know what you're talking, baby.
Yeah. Make sure children need to look. They're not going to show Keep Your Eyes on the Prize in the public schools. It's public schools in Florida. They're definitely going to show that. They don't want you to know the truth, because if you know the truth, that means you're free. When you're free, that means you have power.
Yeah, man. I love it, bro.
And
yes, sir.
For you, I'm gonna play that song in the event page for you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. My love for my job.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our East Coast Go-Go brother on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Now let's go back to the silent one. Well, everybody know who you be, and let's get on down. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello. Oh, well.
All right. Let's keep it going. All right.
Yes.
Next up on the mic, let them know who you be, and let's go ahead and get on down. Who we got on the mic?
Hello.
This
would be Clancy.
This is who?
Clancy Pellet in the building.
Stop lying. Stop lying. This ain't Clancy Poet. No. Clancy Poet swore off to get down years ago. Where you from? Who? Yo, check your credit score, man. Yeah, they ain't Clancy Poet. Yo, this is somebody we're using AI again. Nah, don't try that. Who is this? Who is this, ma'am? Don't be using my sister's name. Who this is?
It's me, J Rob. It is.
Say something that only J Rob would know.
Let's see. I'm loving the poetry series.
Hey, Clancy.
Hey, Clancy,
how you doing, girl?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, girl. Good to hear from you.
And I'm glad you enjoyed the poetry series.
Oh, yes, I am.
It, because of Van and Jay Walker, I come to find I'm one of the few poets with a poetry series on the net right now. So this is kind of cool. So I'm glad y'all enjoying some of this.
It's going to get steamy because, you know, it's a month for lovers.
Yeah.
And Cupid's going to be mad. Cupid's going to be mad.
Yes, he is.
Baby.
Yes, he is.
Baby. It is good to hear you.
It is good to be heard. Work keep me so busy. I don't get to do nothing no more, but I'm taking some me time.
There you go. You take that me time, girl. You take that me time.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You got to.
Yeah, you take that meantime, baby. Right on. Hey, man, let her get on down, man. You know I'm a flirt with her if she don't stop. You let her do that thing, man. Classy
hey,
poet.
Let her do her thing.
You got some nerve.
Thing.
I had to come visit. I missed y'all.
We miss you too.
I've been stopping by all week.
Get on down, baby.
Get on down.
All right. Well, keeping with the Black History thing y'all got going on, this is going to be a little different for y'all from Classy. Y'all ain't used to this kind of fortune coming from me. But this one is called Profile. Our Black man, our African-American king, viewed in the eyes of those taught to despise us unworthy and nothing, that our Black man should be exiled, incarcerated in the jaws of trap, given such a bad rap as abusers, gangbangers, womanizers, bad fathers, deceivers, underachievers, drug dealers, always cast in a negative light. Racism and prejudice and prejudice, shining so bright, losing life every second of every day because you all look alike, at least. That's what they do, right? Keeping our color within the lines where you can't break free. No description needed other than Black man. That's it. That's all. Understand? Profile. Our Black man, no matter what he do, good or bad, he's characterized by the color of his skin since way back when. Our Black man has gained no superiority, just inferiority to the white man. Watch your words. Watch your eyes. Watch your whistle. Better be in disguise or wind up hanging from a tree or drowned at the bottom of the Tallahatchie. You remember back in 1955 in Mississippi where 14-year-old Emmett Till wasn't too young to, and based on a lie. In 1963 and 1968, Medgar Evers and Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leaders, assassinated for fighting for equality, the right to be Black. This was and is the reality. These were strong Black men, men of power, but died a brutal death. This is what made history. Now, 54 years later, our Black man still fighting the same fight. Still nothing he does is right. If he's educated, he's hated. If he's strong in his speech, you say there's nothing he can teach. If he falls in love outside of his race, you say what's wrong with our faith, our African-American women. Nothing. It's just the heart doesn't see color, and you shouldn't either. If he's not in the home of his children, you peg him as a bad father. That's not true. Maybe it's just that it didn't work between the mother, but he loves his kids like no other. Our Black man is doing the best he can do, but still, he's profiled. Our Black man can't catch a break. The world sees this king as a mistake, a total fake, but trust and believe, he won't back down. He will still stand his ground. No matter how you attack his character, our Black man will be the leader. From the bottom to the top, our Black man is going to make a name. Bear witness to greatness. Watch his influence. Make a difference. As we stand on the shoulders watching you carry the burden, I guarantee you will be the brains behind the spark change. Profile. Our Black man, listen to this Black queen. Inexperience and stupidity, this I choose to ignore. Because the king is so much more than misguided information and lack of intelligence. So much more than the white man lies without reason. Let this be a lesson. A black man, our black man, he will suffer, yet he will survive. He will make life do what it do. Those stereotypes, he will crush you. Know why? Because I am the mother of two. And that's it.
Go ahead, Van. Okay. You're right. We ain't used to this kind of poetry from classy poets. And I'm going to tell you, I like it.
Thank you.
I love it. Especially because you are mother of two. That speaks volumes. You know how somebody writes something and they tell you to read it from the bottom up? This is one of those pieces that you can very easily read from the bottom up. And I'm digging it. This is really, really good. Why, son?
Yo, this is so different. Because this is what I have been dreaming about for 20 years from Classy Poet. Normally, I get that.
20 years.
She's been writing that let me taste that chocolate type of poetry tonight. She's like, yeah, y'all can do what y'all want. But I got two sons that got to survive this.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Extremely happy. And I love it.
Bye.
I extremely love it. I need more of this from you. That's just me being selfish. But I need more of this. I knew it was in you. You be bullshitting, talking, doing all that nasty stuff. But you know what you're doing. I know your pen is dope.
Right.
I'm good.
Tell it, Jay.
I knew it's in you. You stop playing games with that pen, girl. You stop playing games with that pen.
Okay. Just because you asked.
Appreciate you.
I'll get you on over to Get Down Dance Floor so you can join the party.
She is an anomaly, boy. I thought she stole somebody's AI.
Don't let him do you like that.
Nope. He better treat me right.
You already know how I'm going to treat you.
All right. One love, one mic, Classy.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Wee! Whoa. Classy, Panda came through and she said, I'm going to dip my pen in this ink and let me go ahead and touch this. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up, let's see who we got. Welcome to the Get Down. Are you ready to just get on down?
What's up, brothers? What's up? How y'all doing tonight?
Well, good, brother.
I know the voice. What it is?
That is Mr. Lewis Speaks.
Lewis Speaks, welcome, brother.
Welcome, brother. Absolutely.
Man, first off, I just want to say y'all are doing it. The show has been extremely dope. And I just want to come through to see if y'all will let me, you know, just give just a little bit of something, you know.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Welcome to the Get Down, bro. You definitely could get you some, man. We are honored that you want to get some. Hold on. Vinny, I need a fresh mic. Yes, the gold. The rap pony.
Yo, Vinny. You heard Van?
Nope.
I keep telling you not that one, Vinny. There you go. Set that up right here. Yo, brother Lewis Speaks is about to get... Set up, man. Yeah, Lewis Speaks is about to get on. Yeah, I know I'm annoying, but set the mic up. Come on, stop. Stop playing.
Hey,
you good, brother.
Good.
Me and Van going to get out the way. You good.
He liked that paycheck, right? He liked his paycheck, right? Okay. No back talking, Vinny. Just that part. Just come on.
Hey.
All right, brother.
I wrote this piece I'm about to spit, man, because I coach high school basketball, and one of my former players was murdered last summer, a day before my birthday. And it had made 3 years in a row. It had made 3 years in a row that I lost a former player. Two by gunplay. Another one was sabotaging an ATV accident. But, you know, I lost it. So this piece that I'm about to spit entails that and a few other things I see being in the school system. This piece is called Another One's Gone. Lights flashing, sirens blaring, a mother screams, the neighborhood is staring. Feel that chill in the air and the atmosphere that is extremely cold. An innocent young brother, blood is spilled in the streets, while the one who took his life walks around so bold. This young man was an awesome student who dreamed of becoming a doctor one day. He had plans of opening his own private office in the area that raised and made him. He dreamed of taking his mother away from public housing, a crime-infested neighborhood, SNAP benefits, only to change her life in every major way. Now those dreams will never be real, all because the stray bullet of a coward's gun cut the life short of a young who was determined to become the real deal. I hear the cries of those who cared for him. The love that they had for him was so strong. We will never get to see what could have been. It's sad to say that another one's gone. Young sister, open your eyes. Your worth is not determined by what you have between your thighs. He sold you a billion-dollar dream, but his actions don't even equal up to a dime. You are more than a BBL, expensive lace front, Instagram likes. You can have the world at your fingertips if you open your mind. He would be the first of many to play the game, but you refuse to learn a lesson, so you continue to get more of the same. You have become a product of your environment. You became a follower instead of choosing for right all along. You had a bright future ahead of you. Instead, you chose the streets, and it's sad to say, another one's gone. My people, wake up. I'm asking for your undivided attention. Some of us can't stand this word that I'm about to mention, and that word is called accountability. Where did we go wrong? Nobody wants to keep it real. Maybe it's our reluctant ability to call each other out and our wrong that keeps fueling this never-ending cycle of violence and bringing kids in the world with the odds stacked against them. We once had pride in ourselves, and we took care of our own. Our fathers were strong presence in our home. But somewhere along the line, men stopped being men, and he left his woman and his kids on their own. Gone is the days of guidance of a man that will show his son what being a man truly means. And he fails to understand that his baby girl needs him the most to show her how a man is supposed to love a woman so that she doesn't get caught up with the fake dream. Mothers, some of y'all should be shook because the way you taught your daughters to use what they got to get what they want by hook or by crook, you taught her to be colder than a polar bear's toenails. She has the beauty of a model, but she's toxic as hell. You have babied your sons to the point where he refuses to listen when men give him helpful tips that he starts to mumble under his breath, roll his eyes, and pops his lips. Look into the mirror and see what we've become. It's enough to bring tears to your eyes, but it can't be undone. It's time to undo this hurt. Use this time to heal. Unite like never before. Show the rest of the world that their worst nightmare is coming true and is 100% real. We must take care of our future and make sure that they are mentally and ready and emotionally strong. If not, we will continue to shed tears for our people and say once again, another one's gone. Paul.
Well, bro, food is heavy. This heavy. Well, first let me start by saying, I'm sorry that you've lost Cletus. I'm sorry that their lives were tragically cut short. And two, that they're the inspiration behind this piece so that you can help reach others. So, brother, this is a phenomenal right. This is very heartfelt, very tear-jerking, and very necessary. Appreciate you for bringing this for us. Watch us.
My good brother, let me please reiterate what my brother just said. But let me start by saying I wasn't ready. Listening to the passion in your voice explaining who these young men are and the fact that you lost them to violence in any way whatsoever is heart-wrenching. And I hope that more people get to hear this piece because it's a necessary piece that resonates from whatever part of the country you're calling from. To all 48 states. Salute. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods in April and in July. I'm sorry, in April and in August. And I hope somewhere in between that time I get a chance to lay some eyes on you and shake your hand from one poet to another and just tell you, man, I'm sorry and thank you. Because this piece is heavy and it's pretty damn important. Because it speaks volumes of so many people.
Yes,
it speaks tremendous volumes. And it needs to be heard more.
I give God the glory, but most of all, you know, I ought to be a voice for those. There's plenty of us that feel like me. I see it on a daily basis, brother. Working in the school system, it's something else. But it's time for us to take our rightful places back and be the men that we need to be, not only in our homes, but in our communities, because of, it's a major lack, bro. Major lack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that the brothers allowed me to jump on your platform and share this gift. Like I said, I'm still new to sharing this gift with the world. You know, I just write for therapy now, just writing because I hope my words touch somebody else.
Amen, brother.
Thank you for bringing it to the get down.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I hope this is the last time that you bring your gift to this particular platform. Because what you're doing is necessary. It ain't easy. But, brother, it's necessary. I'll keep you in prayer.
Won't be a stranger.
Please make sure that you tag the event page so I can send you a friend request and stay in touch with you. I definitely would like to build with you some more, brother. Because we need more brothers like you that care.
Indeed. Indeed.
Thank y'all so much. Nah, appreciate it.
Nah, man. Thank you. And now you get to go over and join the ranks of those that came before you, at least tonight, over the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around and continue enjoying the rest of the show. One love, one mic, my brother. Yeah.
One love, one mic. Y'all be blessed.
You too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Sir Lewis Speaks. Bruh. Cool, man. That was heavy.
Yeah,
heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I will give you the dial-in number, but that moment has passed. If you did not dial in before the 11 o'clock hour, then you can't dial in now. However, if you are already here, congratulations, because we got some more poetry to do.
Yes, we do.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, let's keep this party going. Next up, open your mic, let us know who you be, and let's go ahead and get down. Who do we have
hey,
on
mic? Hey, gentlemen, how you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Miss Lips. How you doing?
Hey.
Tiffany's
on, Miss Lips. How you doing, honey?
I'm good, I'm good.
Hello.
Hey,
Kissable. Hey, love, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are, girl. Good to hear your voice, baby.
It's
welcome
good
to the Get Down,
here.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Welcome
guys.
To the gift. Oh, no, 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 no. We've missed you. We,
well, we
have missed
here.
You.
We here
that's
now.
So,
absolutely.
That part, we here now.
I hear we're kicking off Black History Month, right?
As
yes,
we should.
Are, yes, we are.
And may I say, I'm so happy to write my own poetry.
Yeah.
It kind of feels good.
I'm,
it feels good.
I'm happy. I'm happy that he wrote mine.
He wrote yours too.
I'm so happy. He wrote mine too. He was very generous.
Lips, I only wrote the word the, and then he took off.
Oh, okay.
He took off.
But see, I know J. Rob is a beast, so. Yeah, I know he's capable of anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-mm. I cannot take credit for this, baby. Mm-mm. The funky drummer came out of Van Metal's pen, and you got what you got tonight. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm just happy to be along for the ride. He's Dean Martin, and I'm Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
You hear this? You hear this? You hear this?
Next week I'm gonna be Sammy Davis.
Shaboing
boing. Next week I'll be Sammy Davis. Tonight I'm Jerry Lewis and his Dean Martin.
Okay.
Hey lady, you wanna hear some poetry? But next week I'm gonna get my dancing, my tap shoes. I'm going to sit up here with Van and be like, shit, boing, boing. Hey, daddy, you want to hear some poetry?
Yo,
love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But Miss Lips,
yeah.
We're going to get out of the way. Vinny has been gracious enough to keep supplying us with these gold-plated mics tonight. Are you
ready? He's been on the job.
I am absolutely ready.
So go ahead and get on down.
So this is a piece I wrote a while ago, but I don't think I've ever spit it anywhere. Kobe Bryant lost his life on my birthday 4 years ago. And at that time, I decided I wanted to speak to his widow. So I wrote this piece called Vanessa. I can't imagine standing in your shoes. You sent your baby off to play. Daddy by her side, the man you chose to love forever and create lives with. Lives that are a little bit of each of you, yet completely new beings. And you weathered many storms, publicly and privately, but you stayed together through it all. It was supposed to be forever, but who knew forever would end on a Sunday morning, the time when worship is high. Who could comprehend the notion that, with all that he had, he couldn't escape such a death? And by any stretch of the imagination, would you have ever considered that being a daddy's girl would carry your precious gift up into the sky, never to be heard from on earth again. I cannot imagine how your heart must be in total shock, how everything in your world must feel upside down, and how can you ever begin to explain to those sisters why Daddy and Gigi's faces will never be seen again. I'm sending the strength of 10,000 angels to guide you and asking God, by whatever name you call him, to take control, because your battlefield has just begun to come into view, because all the ugly comes to the surface when tragedy meets circumstance in the face of great wealth. Strong in what you know to be the truth, remain steadfast and be humble but firm, and hold all your beauties close. Teach them what he stood for and how much their sister was his shadow. Laugh in the tears, cry in the smiles, seek solace in the scent of him left in your bed, and be all that he knew you could be. And know that there are myriads of us watching, silently cheering you onward, making them both proud. And he always knew how strong you are. I'm Liz, and you've just been served.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Go ahead, J-Rap.
No, I'm digging this. I enjoy when you do these pieces because it goes back to what I always talk about and the fact that your pen is a hell of a lot better than you be letting people know. Your pen is pretty bashful, but when you do stuff like this, this is why I come home. This is why I sit next to Van and he and I high-five each other and be like, man, listen, y'all better stop playing. Y'all know how dope y'all are. And this is no exception. You did your thing on this. And
thank
I love
you.
When you do these kind of pieces.
I'm stretching the pen this year to do a lot more of this.
Please.
Stepping away from the erotica a little bit.
Yeah. Erotica has its place, beloved. It really does. But you are amazing poetically. You know?
That part.
Thank you.
So, you keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing because what you do is beautiful and you do it very, very well. But again, I will say I love these pieces when they come from you. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Well, I'm a Kobe Bryant fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, that day was devastating to me as a fan. But Kobe was also a man with integrity.
Absolutely.
And he would be the kind of person we would say he was one of the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really enjoyed this piece, and I listened, and you know, it's also a tearjerker and a heart-wrenching piece. And I don't know where you were emotionally, even if you finished it in one right. But that took a lot of strength to pin that, and then to be speaking to someone else to be strong. This is a brilliant piece, and I really, really love this. And I definitely a stretch of your pen because I love this.
I was a Kobe fan as well, but I also followed the tabloid stuff that they did to her and him together, and how many different times, including his own family, that were so against her. And in that moment, I'm sure she felt like she was alone in the world. And I just wanted to speak to her as one woman to another and encourage her to be everything he knew she was, because they had been through everything and they managed to keep it together. And I just wanted to speak to her. And yes, that was one right. Like I said, that accident happened on the morning of my birthday. I was out to brunch with friends, and it came across my newsfeed, and it just stopped me in my tracks. I just couldn't, fathom that he was gone that quickly, and that his daughter was by his side in the midst of it. I had to step away from the meal and just find a quiet spot and sit down and write. And I wrote this, right off the top of my head, that, just trying to reach out to her as best as I could, because I knew what was coming. I knew that there were going to be people that were going to fight her for every turn. And nobody really cared about the fact that she just lost her husband and her daughter.
Yeah.
So I try to be the voice of the voiceless in a lot of my pieces. And at that moment, she was the voiceless one.
That's all right. Oh, great piece. But now we have to move you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Oh, thank you, Ms. Lopez.
Thank you.
And you want to talk about your show here on Epiphany Radio?
Okay, so not tomorrow, but the next Friday is another episode of The Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen. We want you to come and bring whatever you're feeling for that night, and then tell us why you wrote it. That's next Friday, 9 p.m., right here on Epiphany.
All right. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Now get on over to Get Down Dance Floor and hang out with everybody and have some fun. One love, one
Mike. All right, love. One love, one Mike.
Bye, Kissable.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips. Next up, we're going to keep this party going. Let's see who we got next. Welcome to the Get Down.
Gentlemen, distinguished gentlemen, blessings, happy Black History. To salute to two of the fine poets, writers, authors. This is for excellence, and you guys are part of Black History. So thank you for being an inspiration. Thank you for writing. Thank you for putting out books for myself, a kid, Go-Go Kid, could see and support. So salute to you two gentlemen.
Salute to you too, King.
My man.
Our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere from Los Angeles. My man. Good to hear from you, bro.
Man, it's good to be heard.
Amen to that. Amen. It's good to hear you, bro. And welcome to the Get Down and Happy Black History Month.
Yes, sir.
Bro, we ain't doing a whole lot of shenanigans. We just want you to get on down.
1900, Rosewood, Chicago, Red Summer, and many other times that somebody decided to set my place on fire. I'm black, but I'm brown. I'm red, I'm running. Here in the USA, justice. When would the white hats, they have not gotten over their jealous and hatred for their neighbors whose ancestry built this land. While they came free off a boat and docked up the habit of NYC down south, Florida Keys, around the Caribbean, 1900 tale. Future presentation presence makes this a decent debut. Then again, I want to debate for a general generation yet to speak unspoken, yet unborn. Equality in this home, we have called a Democrat, Republican, for justice sake. You calling me a black cracker sitting by the ambers? and Smoking Basement held rebound effort of Greenwood and Tulsa Holocaust, a.k.a. riots. City of Tulsa, act like this never happened. 600 black businesses down to 26 in the present day of Sephora. Not even close again. Reparations, due cash payments, acknowledge the underlying efforts for the support of the world to see what happened to all lives in the morning of May 31st or June 1st, 1921. Give back what you stole. Bring back what is needed. Equality since all lives matter. In a democratic republic nation, we call I am America, I can. 1900. That's that piece. Sincere.
Remember, I can't. Go ahead, Van. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him, Van.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey. I miss you, bro. I miss your pen. I miss you being around. And when you come and you come through and you do pieces like this, man, I love this, man. You're creative. And when you put your passion in it, 1900, really? That's your, bro. Bro, why, son? Talk to him, man. Talk to him.
You tapped into a whole bunch of things that went on in the last century and 24 years. Bro, I'm with my brother on this one. I miss your pen. I miss your ink. These stages of pure poetry that you put together for us. And when you do this kind of stuff, brother, yeah, this that wheelhouse, man. This is that wheelhouse. So please don't be a stranger to the get down, brother, your family.
Yeah,
man. You know what we do. You know who loves you. Stop playing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, my brother. We'll get you over to the Get Down Lounge. Ain't much go-go going on out there. Get Down Dance Floor. Ain't much go-go going on out there, man. So you got to go out there and you got to set a tone, brother. You got us? Because we're going to be out there in a few. We're going to be out there in a few.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. I appreciate it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Gentlemen, that is our brother Sincere from Los Angeles. Next up on the mic, let's see who we got. About to blaze it. Let everybody know who you be and come on and get down.
Hey, it's Glenn T.
Hey, Glenn T. Ooh. How you doing?
Hey. May I please say that I really enjoyed Lisa Liz's piece. I just want to share that because, you know, my 14-year-old is named after Kobe, and I think I still cry for Vanessa to this day. So I really enjoyed that.
Aww.
That's what's up.
For real. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I love that. I love that.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Hey, listen, tonight's a great night, baby. And we got you. So tonight's a great night for poetry. And whenever you bless to get down, it's a great night, mommy. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you. But we ain't going to spend a whole lot of time on that just yet. Tell her, Van.
Let's see. Vinny has brought a fresh new mic out because these mics are just getting torn apart tonight. So the spotlight's on you. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Do some old shit. These chills on my arms and tears in the corner of my eyes tucked tightly are signs that I want to fight. This unsightly, yet so visible, indivisible. Now we are not. Clearly you separate an entire race proven by newly stained pavement, same as the old and taking of another life, placing blame on the victims. Instead of recognizing the sickness of society and those brutally killing, see, these are crime scenes. Treat them as such. These are murders. Label them as such. These are homicides. Prosecute them as such. These are lives, a soul in a body that has limbs that could be injured to prevent a reach or to cease your perceived fear or to eliminate your belief that there is an immediate threat. Not every black man is a killer. Not every black man is a threat. Not every black man will rob you. Not every black man is a thief. Not every black man is a rapist. Not every black man should be feared unless it is the fear of losing him. We have to live in fear each day of losing another black man, whether it is a stranger, a husband, a groom, a father, a son, a brother, a colleague, a friend, or even a child, a person whose time thus far on earth is short, who is still learning and growing in this great big world, a beautiful spirit, someone who has a future awaiting, see, just a black man. God give them a right to breathe, value, treatment that is equal, opportunity to speak, to live in peace, to survive, even if their engine dies, see, I am ready to fight because I don't want to see him laying on pavement, bleeding from a shot that he did not deserve with no medical attention given because someone doesn't see the worth of the human he is. Black lives do matter, and the fact that we allow spirits to leave bodies so often, then disrespect them all the way to the coffins as blood drains and pulses fade of humans who were nonviolent, unarmed, who were merely traveling with their children, who were selling CDs, walking, begging to breathe, or just in black skin at the mercy of officers and shots that should have never been fired, gives me all the reason I need to question your hate. Bang, shots fired. Stop bitching about those who are taking a knee. Open your closed eyes with your so-called integrity. Show love, grow love, stop the double standard, oppression, and ignorance. If you want this to be the respected, loved, and cherished America, then cherish the lives from which the American population is comprised. Black people are part of this nation, founders. Treat them like you would want your mother or child to be treated. To sum up this poem with no metaphor, stop killing black people. Let them live to see a day in court if they violated a law, but stop being the judge and a jury in those moments and sentencing folks to immediate death sentences. Please just stop. Oh, in peace.
Sheesh. I was hoping you weren't going to stop, to be honest. I was enjoying the uplifting. I was enjoying the power. I was enjoying the way that you spit. I was enjoying exactly how you felt when you wrote it, because you definitely showed that to us. And Glancy, you know I'm a huge fan of your work. I'm a fan of your poetry, and this piece is no different. I love this one as well.
Thank you so much.
Why, son?
You know these kind of pieces be getting to me, Van, trying to keep my emotions in check.
I know.
When be coming up with this, man, and ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
That's the Libra in you.
Ooh, I love this art, man. I love this art form, and I love listening to poets. Poetry is like jazz music. This ain't to be danced to. All that snapping your fingers and whatnot, yeah, that's cute. But when you get a message, like what Brother Patrick dropped on our lap, like what Paul Cram dropped on our lap, what La Perla Negra dropped on our lap, and then you get Gwen C. Man, listen, this is why I love what we do as poets. Your job is to touch people, as many people as possible. And while I know we talk about this being Black History Month, these are the kind of pieces that we need to hear throughout the year. Shit, don't pause because it's Black History Month. And sometimes you got to be reminded that after the 29th, it's still business as usual, but business that got to change the usual, because that shit that's going on is unusual. And your poetry touches on all aspects of why change is necessary. I salute you, and I love you, and I thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, J-Rob. Mm. Love you, sir. Appreciate y'all both.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you more. But now you gotta mosey on over to get down dance floor after delivering that powerful piece and be embraced and welcomed by those over there that are having a great time. And just know we are coming after the show because we want to dance too.
Peace, love, see the work.
There you go.
That's right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the phenomenal Gwen C. Next up, all right, hold it, get it together. We're about to see who's next on the mic. Let them know who you be so we can get on down. Who we have? Oh. Get on down. Oh, my bad.
Get on down.
I was doing some pictures. It's Epiphany Zone, Jenna Stone.
Woo, get down.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, if you're ready, go ahead and get on down. You know where we at. Look, hey, get on down.
All right, y'all. I love this show. I love being black. I love black history. I celebrated 366 this year and 365 when it's on a leap. So this is just day one for a lot of people, but it's just a continuation of the story that is part of my life. I titled this piece, out of all the poems in the world, you had to walk into mine. See, showed up. And made my heart and my brain shout, because all I could think of was this. You made a wrong turn back there somewhere, because you actually thought that I was soft-spoken and did not carry a big stick, but I got to let you in on a trick. I'm heavily armed, to the teeth, to the nose. I'm talking about guns, samurai swords, and knives. I have a couple of other things that I will not describe because there are people listening worldwide, but the reality is this. I would not go quietly way into some good night and allow you to just take things that are mine. For the people in my life who have died because they were on the front lines, just trying to get equality, dignity, and to be treated fairly, they will cut from a different cloth than me. I'm not built for that. No, I would always fight and make sure that my voice was heard, and if I had to march, sit down, be sprayed by a hose or bit by a dog, I'm so big, because that's what I'm here for. I've been a beacon of hope and inspiration and love because my pen is my sword and my notebook is my shield. I'm Black History all year. Black with the cape on in February, so that makes me super black. Giving hope to the downtrodden and the oppressed, I am my ancestors. We didn't play this man. See, I learned on this day, February 1st, 2024, that the reason that my mother's family is called the Larkins is not because that was the name of their owner. No, one of our ancestors decided when it was possible for them to pick their names once they had been freed and were no longer slaves. That was the name that they wanted us to have. So I feel like it has more power than it ever did. On this day, I learned part of my own Black history. So all I can simply do is give this blueprint that I'm leaving behind for my daughter and grandchildren. I'm talking about my whole lineage. Because all the things that I am today is because of the people who died and laid down their lives before me. Came on boats and others were in shackles while some were free and living in the North, learning to read and successful. But whatever the situation was, all the way up until the 60s, at the end of that decade when I was born, we're still trying to fight the injustice and the harm, all the wrong. So it's okay. Just know this. For all the poems that you had to walk to in the world, you came into mine. Just know that I'm armed and ready to make a way out of no way, which we will ensure that I'm here to stay. I use my words to heal and inform. And I would like you to be free from harm. Don't try me. All the poems that you had to walk into, you came here and you think you're going to be safe because the temperature is warm. Just stay. Read, learn, and listen. All of us have a story. And as Black people, you can learn them one poem at a time. This one just makes mine. In peace.
My love.
Go ahead, girl.
Go ahead, Wildcat.
Look at you. Look at you. This is the kind of poetry we want from you, Gina. When you get on the mic, this is what we want from you.
Okay, Gina Robert. I'm glad I understood the assignment.
Yes, you did. And you did damn good with it. And thank you for bringing your gift to the Get Down this evening. I love this piece. Absolutely love this piece. Nothing else to be said for me. Van Meadows.
You know, there's often times where, you know, you might get a sprinkle. You might get a little gust of wind. You might hear a crackle of thunder. But it's different when a whole storm just breezes on through. And with a topic like this, in a storm, you came in here and you bodied it and made me proud to be black, made me love being black. I really dug this piece, and I can't wait for the playback so I can hear it again. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
so much.
Me too. I wrote one thing and spit something else, so you know how that goes. So that was a key style. But, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm happy. I'm proud. I'm black. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Absolutely. And when I tell you I love it, I love it. Now, before we usher you over to the Get Down dance floor, no, thank you. What you mean?
What you mean? Absolutely.
No, but
that was my contribution.
I love it. Thank you so much. Let everybody know what you got going on here in the Pippi and the Bruh. Let everybody know what you got.
Okay, so every other Saturday night, you can catch Just Jay and myself at the Just Jay Gina Show. You can also send us MP3s to Just Jay Gina, one word, J-U-S-J-A-E, Gina, G-E-N-A, at Gmail. If it's an MP3, it can be a cappella. It doesn't have to have music behind it. We're PJs, we're palm jockeys, we're spinning tracks on our show, and we would love to have yours in rotation. Feel free, don't be shy. We got you. It's been an amazing experience, and I love doing it. So that's a good Saturday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern here at Pippi Radio. You can catch Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on Clubhouse at Small House Poetry, and I can be found basically anywhere the poetry can be found. I'm here for it. Let's go.
I love it. I cannot wait. Looking forward to all of your shows.
Whew.
Now, Gina, you got to go out there and stir the dance floor up because we're about to join you on a very short few moments. So send it over to the Get Down dance floor. Make sure that you, you know, make that little soul train line so me and Jay can, you know, slide on through. You got that for us?
Oh, yeah. I'm here for that. I actually picked my curly hair out to an afro today, so I'm going to put on my go-go dress and you're going to take a tail feather.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Stone.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, love one mic. Love you, too.
Love one mic.
Ooh, man. Let's go back to the mic that we are muted. Let's see if they're still there. Are you still with us? Are you ready to join the Get Down? You want to let everybody know who you be? Are you still here? Ruh-roh. That should be your indication of who it is. I'm not going. All right. I tried.
Yes, you did.
Bam. I tried. Oh, there he is. Whoa.
Can you hear me now?
Let everybody know who you be, sir.
This be Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration.
That's right. Epiphany
with
zone.
Technical difficulties.
That's all right. The key is you're here right now. I mean right now.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm right here, right now. And, phew.
And listen,
I'm going to spit this piece and get out the way.
Get on down.
Yes, sir. Thank you, King. This piece is called This Place. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot, and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane, and despite all quote-unquote efforts, there's very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignities are stripped from you, and the majority of the exhibits are the people of color, too, the quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly, and label you, hinder you, attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And quite often, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been in that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind, because 18 years later, I'm still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughters, sons, wives, husbands, nephews, and niece. Financial despair arrives in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread, and the enemy is loose, trying diligently to get into and mess up your heads. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Too many gallons of innocent black blood end up in a prison mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. Concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place that is filling our sons and daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows. We must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. The immediate return to the word and the will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. But this will never occur if we can't unitedly stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. Peace.
Paul and Nubian.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Daddy. You get deep on it. I love this. But it's a necessary piece that you said. Very necessary piece. And I got some young brothers that are locked up that need to hear this piece so that they never return to that cage. And other men that need to make sure that they do not give their freedoms away. There's other ways of handling situations that don't consist of you voluntarily giving away your freedom.
Thank you for the peace.
Don't do it voluntarily. There's too many ways that they try to give it to you regardless of your innocence. So don't give them more ammunition to use against you.
That's peace. What you saying, man?
Hey, man, I'm very familiar with this piece. And I also enjoy this piece. And, Paul, I'm glad you brought it tonight. Because it's a reminder, you know, I enjoy my freedom, but there are others who don't have it. You know, they've lost their right to it. And this piece is a gentle reminder, this place, bro, this place. So I thank you for bringing that tonight.
That's my pleasure, my brother. You know, I really wasn't quite sure. I had two other pieces I was bouncing back and forth. But after I heard a couple of other poets speak, that poem popped into my head. I said, that's the one for tonight. You know, so you know what we do, Van. We follow the urgings of the author of our pen, you know? So
absolutely.
That's where that piece came from tonight. And I'm glad you guys were here. I knew that stuff.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, before we get you to the dance floor, man, let everybody know what's happening Sunday.
This Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Inspiration Factory, we're having poetic praise. You know, we just praise God, pray a lot, listen to some good gospel music, and share our gift of poetry. You know, iron sharpens iron. So come on through. Have a seat, get comfortable, kick your feet up, take your shoes off, and then take your socks off. Make yourself at home. And with that, gentlemen, I thank you for the platform tonight. I thank you for putting up with me and my technical difficulties. But I'm glad we made it.
That's all right, brother.
I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man,
one love, okay. One mic.
I appreciate you, brother. One love, one mic. God bless you, man.
Always.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Divine Inspiration. Check him out this coming Sunday. Whew, man. He was the last one, Jay. He was the last poet. He shut us down the right way. Shut us down the right way.
Yeah.
What do you say we go ahead
that
and
was
that and then get on over to that dance floor? But I will say this.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric and Candela Renee. Saturday night's going to be Romantic Central Saturday with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night is King and Queen Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen of Pearl and Negra. Tuesday night is going to be Mojave and Should Be Fly Speak. Wednesday night is going to be Diva's Talk with the Pearl and Negra and Mrs. VIP. And next Thursday, we'll be right back here once again for the get down. Closing remarks, I'm going to let my brother J-Rod go ahead and issue his remarks.
What can I say? This was an absolutely awesome evening. What a way to kick off Black History Month. This was better than I expected. And dare I say, Van, this is one of the better jump-offs for Black History Month that we've had. And, you know, I might say that every year, but, brother, tonight was special. We had a couple of new poets that I hadn't heard before. We had a couple that are going to join us next week and beyond. But this was just absolutely awesome. And thank you to every single one of you who thought it not be robbery to join us tonight and share what you shared with us from your pen and your spirit. However it so happened to have come out, it was absolutely beautiful. Please don't let this be the last time that we hear from you, because your pen is important. Let no one tell you anything different. To my brother Van Meadows, I don't have enough words to describe how much I love you, bro. I'm humbled to be sitting in the co-pilot seat, man, because this is one hell of a ride that we got going on all these years. And I hope it never ends. I just want us to keep being able to do what we do and create and create and create. And brother, I can't see me doing this with anybody else except you when it comes to the get down. Salute to you and salute to your pen. Brother, I can't wait for us to do this again next week.
Salute. I love you, boy.
Appreciate you, bro. Likewise, my brother. I love you too, man. And this truly was an amazing show. And I agree with you. We haven't had a show like this one. Each one of these kinds of shows is very different and unique in their own way. And this show is just no different, man. The poets that came out, and they just spit and spit their truth and other people's truths, and truly, 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 truly honoring the fallen before us. So thank you, brother, for putting it together and riding shotgun with me. And, it's just an overall amazing show, man. And without you, the poets, the listeners, the callers, there would be no Epiphany Radio. You don't do this for us. We do this for you. This is your show. You come through. This is your network. You share yourself with the world. And why, son, I love you again, my brother. And let's come back. Let's do it again next week. Y'all don't even realize the whole show, man. They don't realize that they've written the next Get Down show, so probably the next 2-3 months, just from them spitting their pieces. They have no idea. They have no idea.
They'll understand when they see the title.
Absolutely.
They'll understand.
Absolutely. Well, as long as they were paying attention while we were talking, that's the key. But in all seriousness, we appreciate you and we thank you, and we don't count it robbery that you take almost 3 hours of your time and you spend it here with Epiphany Radio, soaking up some good poetry, getting encouraged, being the encourager for somebody who just may not even know that they needed to be encouraged. And by all means, you all have certainly been an inspiration to me tonight. So I thank you for that. But join us tomorrow night, and then we'll see you back here next Thursday. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all.